Blog Talk Radio.
Life Transformation Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all the listeners that are listening from wherever you are. Life Transformation Radio is about life's transformations and how we got from point A to point B and the hiccups and the roller coaster and the blood, sweat, and tears that gets poured into what we're doing now. This is all about our transformation. And my guest today is my good friend Diego Corzo. Diego Corzo is a 26-year-old entrepreneur from Austin, Texas. He started working in corporate America and soon discovered that he was destined for more. After realizing that way wasn't for him, Diego pursued a career in real estate. Now, Diego is a realtor for Keller Williams alongside an incredible team and currently owns multiple properties, both in Texas and in Florida. Diego is on a path to financial freedom and aspires to help others, especially the millennials, become financially free and reach their full potential. What's up, my brother?
Hello, how's it going, Sean? Pleasure to be here.
Man, I am so honored that that you are with me, man. So, I wanted you to come and be one of my first guests, man, because you were one of the first guys that I talked to back in May of 2016 at the One Life Fully Lived conference in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And, man, you opened your heart and mind to me, and for that I am forever eternally grateful, man. You are you're what I aspire to be, you know, in aspects, man. You got it going on, man. You're on fire. So
thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. And when I did meet you too in May, I went to your class and it was very impactful. So thank you for that too.
Oh, thanks, brother. So a realtor, man, like, I mean, you're not just like any realtor. I mean, Keller Williams is, I mean, that's huge, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a great company to work with.
So why did you decide to do that? Like, what made you become a realtor?
So I became a realtor in 2014. And the reason was because I wanted to invest in real estate. And I saw this as the best way for me to get started, to get experience, and to learn a lot about the market.
Okay. What about the market? Like, was it something that drawed you to it? Or was it just like the money-making part of it? Like, what was your draw?
So I just wanted to learn about as much as I could about the different areas in Austin, and as much as I could on the real estate part of it as a buyer and to help people sell, so that later when I did wanted to invest, I had the experience to go through it, to know how the path goes. Basically, just learn from others. And
that's awesome. That's how we learn the most, right? Like learning from people who have done it before us.
Exactly. So I got a mentor. When I first wanted to buy a house, because I always didn't want to become a realtor, like it wasn't in my plan. First, I was working in corporate America, but when I wanted to buy my first house, I met a realtor who had done who had invested in a similar way of how I wanted to invest, and then we became very good friends. Fast forward 2 years later, he is now my business partner.
And who's that?
His name is Victor Nino.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what was that very interesting in that part was that I actually volunteered my time while I was working in corporate America. I volunteered my weekends and I drove him around just so that I could learn if I wanted to be a realtor.
Well, that's some dedication. I don't think very many people want to do anything for free these days.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you mentioned, like, back when I was working from corporate America. See, the whole thing about the show, is talking about where I started and where I am now. And for you listeners out there, I would love the show. If you ever want to ask Diego a question, the call-in number is 657 657-383-1109. Again, 657-383-1109. You can call in live and talk to, you know, I'm going to get Bruce Buffer to give me like a, we are live, you know what I mean? Every time I say I'm going to get Bruce Buffer. But if you want to talk to Diego, if you want to ask him a question, that's the number to call in. So back in, we're in corporate America. How old were you back then?
I was 22 years old. 22, yes.
What type of person were you? Like, who were you? You know, were you like a bad kid, good kid? Like take me through that. Who is Diego at 21 and 22 years old?
So at the age of 22, I have to admit, I was hungry to find mentors. I read a lot of books while I was in college. That's where I got first introduced to personal development. So I was learning about the mentality of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but I still had the belief that the American dream, because I am an immigrant, so believing in the American dream, what my parents always taught me was that I should go to college and get that first job in corporate America that will lead me in a path to achieve the American dream. So I've always been a great student. I went to college, I got 2 degrees, and I did get that dream job working for GM right as soon as I got off college.
What was your job with GM?
I was a software developer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And I was very blessed for that opportunity.
Do you think that the software developer experience back then helps you now?
It does, because I'm very, I can deal with technology. I can learn technology very quick. And that has always given me an advantage in any industry or any application that I use.
Oh, perfect. So with that said, looking back, what do you think, if you had to pinpoint it, what do you think was the transformation? I mean, how did it – take me through it, man. What was your journey?
Yeah.
How did you get from corporate America to volunteering time to learning from your mentor, who's your mentor now, to becoming a successful realtor? Like, how did you get to that point? What's your transformation like?
Yeah, it's funny because I can tell you that even though the what got me started wasn't what set me into this journey as a realtor, but what got me started was going to an event called Succeed Faster back in 2011, and that's where I learned about investing in real estate and what was the difference between trading my time for money and making my money work for me. So just by becoming aware that time is the most valuable thing that we have, but a lot of it is spent working. Well, we can also make money and make that money make more money so that we don't have to continue spending our time working. So that shift in mindset was what got me to become more hungry to learn about personal development, to read that some books. And then the main transformation happened when I met my mentor, that later allowed me to meet a lot more mentors.
Okay. So you just quit, right? I mean, you're in corporate America and you just quit the GM job and said, that's not for me.
Once I invested and I had enough passive income to know that I would be okay if I'd made $1,000 or $2,000 a month, then that's when I quit. Yeah.
Yeah. And your mentor showed you exactly how to invest, right?
It was between my mentor, Victor, and then I met a mastermind group called GoBundance.
Okay.
That those mentors were the ones that basically gave me, I got that confidence or set a path for me and set the example of all the actions that I needed to take to make it happen, to quit that job of corporate America.
That's awesome. So, I mean, we're kind of in the same groups and whatnot, and kind of the same, we know the same people. So I know what GoBundance is. Explain to the listeners what's GoBundance. You know, it's a mastermind group of, you know, healthy, wealthy men. You know, break it down. What is GoBundance?
Yeah. So GoBundance is a tribe of healthy, wealthy men who choose to lead epic lives. And right now there's 150 people, 150 men, and it has been life-changing for me. It is awesome.
What's the one requirement you got to have to be in the GoBundance group?
To be an elite member in GoBundance, you do have to have a net worth of $1 million, or I believe you have to make over $250,000 through your company a year.
That's some goals, man.
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah. But I was really like, the way that I got involved with them, it all started by me sending a tweet to one of the elders or owners of GoBundance. I sent him a tweet that I wanted to learn more, and I'm not a millionaire yet, and I don't make that $250,000 a year. But by me being hungry, by me putting myself in that position that allowed me to go to the first event that GoBundance had, I also believe that that was a very part of my transformation.
Absolutely. So you quit corporate America, you know, so kind of what I'm doing is, you know, I'm active duty military and I'm using that income to kind of fund like side projects, you know, like radio show and, you know, the book and speaking and just, you know, just building a business. Is that kind of what you did? Like you did your corporate America job, but you're also taking that money, paying bills and doing whatever, but investing at the same time.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And I mean, when I was working at GM, I started at 8:30, and I worked till around 5, Monday through Friday. But just like a lot of people that want to buy houses, they also have a job, so their only times for them to see properties is either during lunch, at night, or weekends. So that's what I did for over a year and a half. I took my lunches and I either met with clients and at night show them houses, and all my weekends were almost every weekend was taken in doing either open houses or showing homes. But it paid
off. You're not watching TV. not watching TV. I mean, you know, not Netflixing. You know, I mean, you're out there.
No,
right?
I don't even have a TV. Yeah.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I talk to people all the time. I'm like, well, how come you don't have time? Well, I mean, there was this one movie, you know, we're going to go out to this movie this Saturday. I'm like, bro, like, is that a DPA? Like, come on, man. DPA, Dollar Producing Activities, for the listeners that don't know. Diego knows all about Dollar Producing Activities.
Right.
Not even a DPA, bro. Like, how is watching a movie going to make you money? I mean, are you a paid critic? No. Get off the couch. Get, you know what I mean? Don't tell me you
exactly
goals or you don't have time to meet your goals, because I mean, I'm not saying that you can't never watch a movie, but don't complain that you're not where you want to be in life when you're more worried about the next movie coming out of the theaters than going out and making some passive income and some, you know, horizontal income and stuff.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, and understand that also it does take some time, whether it is becoming a realtor or owning a business. A lot of people just want that that quick money, right? Because when you have a job, you do your 8 hours, and you get either paid cash that day or in a couple of weeks. But in business, it does take some time, and that's what gets people not want to start their own business or go out there and hustle.
Oh, absolutely, man. Hard work, bro. Oh, man. Hard work.
Yeah.
Gotta have it. Gotta have it. So
yeah,
you're,
for sure.
So you quit, right? You quit and you're working with a mentor and you're, I mean, you're killing it. Killing it. So where are you at that point? So you quit, you're doing it every day. I mean, you're doing the realtor job like every day. Like, was your transformation complete? Like, that was it?
No. I mean, I believe like there's certain stages in life, but the transformation, I feel like there's always some areas to learn more and grow more. But that most of the transformation for me has happened when I go to specific events. Like I went to a Tony Robbins event earlier in December of 2016. It's called Day with Destiny, and it was amazing. It was life changing.
Awesome. So you succeed faster. Like whose event was that? Was that like a GoBundance event? Whose event was that?
No, so Succeed Faster was an event held by two guys named Adam Carroll and Team Augustine, and it was for college students that wanted to network, that weren't average, right? I've never been that average student. I've always wanted more, and they put a group together of 50 or 100 people. Imagine like GoBundance, but in the college level. And it's funny because now a lot of the people that went to that event in 2011 now have businesses and they're doing like amazing stuff. So it's always good to see that transformation, but that's what got me started.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I was 20 or 21 when that happened.
And most of those people you keep in contact with all have businesses. That's
that's
incredible. You go to a couple events, man. You meet some change makers and moment makers and high functioning, you know, successful people. And look what happens.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what was
exactly.
the best part about it? Like your whole transformation, right? When you look back from where you started, you're 18, 19, 21, 22, GM, quitting, realtor, you know, going to these events, One Life Fully Lived, Joe Bunnett's event, everybody that you know right now, what do you think was the best part about it all? What makes that so sweet?
The best part about it all is having that mindset that, because it's not the money, it's not really about the money, but it's having that mindset of being that you can be a millionaire or a whole life millionaire in all areas of your life. So just by having that as a possibility just made me hungry to take actions towards becoming that person. So I was more focused in becoming the person that I wanted to become. I don't know if that makes sense, but I was focused in becoming that person that could achieve all those goals. And
yeah,
that's what
definitely,
you
were relentless in that pursuit, man, because, I mean, you have to be fearless and relentless and because going out and doing something, because it's like that safety net that we have when we go to work every day and we get into a routine of the 9 to 5, the daily grind, because that's what it is. I mean, you literally do the same things all the time. You're working all the time. And I mean, that's people's safety net that they know that they're going to get that guaranteed paycheck. You know what I'm saying? When you're an entrepreneur and you're on your own and you either make it happen or you don't, you know, I mean, mindset, I think, is everything. And it scares people because they don't know that they can do it. And they surprise themselves when they do.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree 100% with that.
Yeah. What was the worst part about it all? I mean, there's got to be a downside to it, right? What was the worst part about it?
So the worst part about all of this, it's my current situation that I'm in that has not allowed me to, because right now I don't have a green card. So that by me not having a green card or being a U.S. citizen, that has put obstacles. I've still been able to overcome. But what could take an American, let's say, just to put it into perspective, what it will take an American to do in a year, it has probably taken me 2 or 3 years because of all the obstacles that I've had to go through to make them happen. But because of I am just committed to making it happen, it sort of like puts it into an equal ground. So I do. Yeah. So I've had to work longer. I've had to work harder. The worst part, for example, I could say, but it was the worst part, but it was also like a blessing in disguise. Just as a quick example, I went to when I was going to college, I couldn't qualify for any student loans or any grants from the government. So I had to pay it all out of my own pocket. And because I didn't have my green card, I couldn't work. So then I'm like, okay, well, if I cannot work and I cannot go and I cannot get loans or anything, how am I going to make this happen? Well, I just figured out that I could own an LLC, and then I just started doing websites for companies, for nonprofits. I volunteered a lot of my time first so that I can get the knowledge. And then when I knew that I could bill for it, then I just started to bill people. And that's what I was able to pay for college. So not having my green card is really like the worst part, but it has allowed me to be more resourceful. And I think that that's one of my skills.
Dude, that's a huge growing lesson and like transformation, you know, like you are willing mm-hmm. to make it happen no matter what, which is kind of one of the principles of abundance and one life.
Exactly.
And you make it happen no matter what, you know? So I, as a speaker, I love Eric Thomas, what he mm-hmm. says about the guy who, if you want it bad enough, as much as you want to breathe, right?
Then so you'll the be guy, successful. Exactly.
Exactly. So the guy, you know, he's like, I want to be this football player, this, you know, I want to be this athlete, you know, how do I do it? And finds this mentor, and the mentor's like, you meet me on the beach. Well, the guy comes in a suit, you know, like, mm-hmm. he's going to do this whole thing with a suit, you know, and the guy's like, come on, let's go in the water. Dunks this dude and slams him underwater and holds him underwater, you know, and he fights and fights and fights, and he gets out of the water. He's like, what was that? He's like, you will not be successful until you want it as bad enough as you want to breathe, and then you'll be successful. And when I heard that, I was like, man, dude, I've got to make this speaking thing work. Like, I've got about 4 years left in the military, and, like, that's it, man. I'm done. Like military time's over. Guaranteed paycheck time and healthcare and all, like, that's us over. So what uh-huh. am I going to do outside of the military? And that's what I'm doing now, man. This is why I'm doing it 4 years out, so I can make all my mistakes now because I won't
exactly.
have that security blanket to do it later. So, man, I applaud
exactly.
you, bro. Like, volunteering time, grinding every freaking day, man. And mm-hmm. actually knowing, like, I need help. I cannot do this on my own. And I'm going to make it happen no matter what, bro. That is, oh, my gosh, dude, that is amazing. So
yeah.
speaking of those things, who has been your biggest influencer?
My biggest influencer have been two parties, I would say. Definitely my GoBundance. My GoBundance tribe. That tribe of mentors my mentors, my tribe, they've been the biggest influencer in my life so far.
That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's your biggest supporter?
The biggest supporter, I have to say, is my family, my dad and my mom. They've been amazing. They sacrificed a lot to come to the United States from Peru. And now they're seeing the results because of what I am doing and what my brother is doing, and it's been quite a ride, but it's awesome.
Yeah, that's gonna be some proud parents, right?
They are.
Two kids, man, that just are just blowing it up. You know what I mean? I mean, they're making waves. You know, are they gonna come to a One Life event? Have they ever been?
My parents, they haven't, but it will be. It would be awesome if they could go to either the one in Philly, which is going to be in June, or probably the one in October. That usually takes place in California.
Yeah. So for those listening, if you want to ask Diego any questions, the number is 657-383-1109. You can call in or go to the show. blogtalkradio.com/lifetransformationradio, and just go ahead and you can ask Diego any questions. For those that were listening about the One Life conference is going to be this year, June 3rd and 4th. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. And, man, it's going to be an amazing conference. Man, this conference coming up is going to be huge, man.
Yeah.
The website is number one, onelifefullylived.org. And the amazing Tim Rode is heading that up and his amazing team. So I definitely want you guys to check that out. So do you feel like right now You know, because I look at myself, and in the past, I mean, bro, in the past year, I went to the One Life conference back in May, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I started writing my book in January, February, and I was hoping to have it done by May, but I wasn't even close. It kind of took me a little bit longer than what I thought. But at the same time, you know, I wanted this to be perfect, but I wanted to be ready for these events. So I went to the One Life, and I was like, oh, my gosh, blown away. People I met with you and Daniel Chang and Tim and Brian and Shay and Jenner. I mean, just, wow, man, the group that's over there. And, I mean, it set my soul on fire, man. Like, I am so fired up to make this happen. And in a year, bro, I have a show. I'm getting constantly booked to speak. My book is done, doing well. I mean, dude, the One Life has that power, I think. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
You get around a group of people who are high-functioning, successful badasses. Like, you know, it just happens that way, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's, I think that it's more of like that energy and that example that they set for you that makes it so that once you go home, you can go out there and execute, right? But it's all about also changing some of your habits, like going to those events, because it is life-changing, just the people, the communities. But once you go home, to apply that, that is where the power happens.
And that's incredible. So
yeah, and
you feel like your transformation is complete? I mean, are you, I mean, I guess we're never done growing with, you know, personal professional development, but what I mean is, it is who you are right now, I mean, that is it. I mean, this is the Diego we're going to know forever. I mean, do you feel like your transformation is complete?
I don't think so. No, it is not complete. It is not complete because there's still a lot that I have to learn. And some of the needs that we as humans have, there's always these different stages, right? So you're always transforming into that person that, for example, sometimes when I did have that job was more about security and I needed to just know that paycheck was going to come in. Then it's more about learning and growth. And now I'm growing more into contribution, right? Which is why I'm doing the Free by 26 and going to events like One Life so that I can connect with people and learn from them and in the hopes that they also learn from me.
Yeah, man, definitely. I read something earlier today that went something like, don't be too concerned about a person of success, but be more of a person of value. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, you could be successful at something, but man, you got to bring the value. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I love the fact that that's how M1 and GoBundance and One Life, like, they're already masters of whatever they're mastered at, and they're coming back around to grab others and bring them to mastery too. Like, they're not just
exactly.
Like sitting on their throne at the top of the mountain going, ha, 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 I'm on my throne, look at me. Like, they're actually, like, bringing other people with them, which I think it blows away the mold of what millionaires are. You know what I'm saying? Like, we think of millionaires,
exactly.
Oh, he's just this bad guy, and he's just mean, and he's, you know, whatever. But,
yeah.
I mean, it kind of, like, literally, it kind of breaks the mold. And they're like, nah, man, like, come with us. Like let's do this thing together, which I love. That's what really drew me to One Life, is they don't care where you are
exactly.
in life, but they will definitely give you the resources, and they will definitely help you out no matter what, and they will make it happen with you and have accountability partners with you.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why between like GoBundance, the March to a Million program, and One Life, why it is so powerful, it's because of that the millionaires, the successful people, the ones that own the businesses and stuff, they do want to come back and teach it and bring those people up, and that's beneficial both for them at the top and also for the ones that are still trying to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are you headed now, man? Like, what kind of new adventures and business? I mean, you mentioned Free by 26. Well, you know, let's talk about that. But where are you headed now, man? Ventures, businesses, family? What's going on?
So right now, on the business side, this year we have we've hired our first full-time admin. So now he's working with us. His name is Juan. He is awesome. And so that's on the business side. That's gonna help more families and grow and help families sell and buy homes and make sure that they're taken care of the right way. And then as far as adventures or fun, for me, a lot of my travel happen when I go to events. So in March, I'm going to the Grant Cardone event called the 10X Growth Con.
No,
so I'm going to be going to that one. Yeah.
Details on that.
Yeah. The event is going to be on March 16th through the 19th. I'm going to be there with my brother and with my brother's friend and two or four other members from GoBundance. So that's going to be awesome. And there's going to be probably 30 speakers. It's going to be in Miami. It's going to be in Miami. Yeah. Like people from Shark Tank are going to be there. Les Brown, Lewis House, all these incredible people are going to be there talking and doing Q&As. And it is not. But here's the way that I see it. Right. It was the same thing with the Tony Robbins event. Is the people that are paying for those events, those people are doing, like, you can call it a sacrifice, right? Because it's not cheap. But those are the people that also want more and they see it worth it and they want to learn. And out of going to those events, that's where you also, similar to One Life, right? That's where you get to get accountability buddies, get people to help you grow your business. So it is an investment. I see it as an investment.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to look into that because I know we were talking about Tony Robbins in July, like in New Jersey or something. I'm talking about that. So I've never been to a Tony Robbins event. I'd love to go. So
you will love it.
I follow Grant Cardone. Yeah, well, I'm hoping. I follow Grant Cardone like on Facebook and you know some of his other social medias and what have you. So yeah, I'm super pumped that I didn't even know about this. So I'm gonna definitely look into that. It's definitely an investment. You know, people look at the money, $400 a month to be in a mastermind group of millionaires who are crushing life. I mean the value just outweighs you know any money that you're gonna pay. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Man, I love that. Love that.
And,
so,
and you have to see it in the long term too, right? So.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I mean, transformations don't happen overnight. I mean, you could have a breakthrough at that
mm-hmm.
event, but you wouldn't have that breakthrough
exactly.
if you didn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
For sure.
So, what's Free by 26, man? Like, what made you do this?
Free by 26 is the website. It is going to be the platform where I am going to teach other people, especially millennials, how I am achieving financial freedom and how others can do it too. Because I started the same way, right? I started, it wasn't like I was given $1 million or given a business or 10 properties for me and then I get the cash flow. No, I started from zero in the bank, zero when I moved to Austin, and now I've been able to own 8 to 10 properties now, and I want to teach that to others. And that's going to be my main platform. I'm going to teach on the 5 things that I believe has helped me get to the level of where I am, which number 1 is managing your personal finances. Number two is personal development. I think that is key, investing in personal development. Number 3, it is connecting with your tribe. Yeah. Number 4 is accountability. So goal setting with accountability. That's what sets you apart. And number 5, and you'll find this surprising, but it's investing. right? So investing is not number one. A lot of people think, oh, I want to be an investor or I want to be an entrepreneur, right? But that is not number one. You first have to build up on all of these levels that will make you be a better investor, know what you're doing, and when the tough time hits, you have the right mindset to know that you just have to push through, and instead of seeing it as a failure, you see it more as a lesson, right? See, okay, what can I learn from this?
That's awesome, man. Wow. That's definitely, so freebuy26.com, huh?
Freebuy26.com, yes. And I just started that this year too. So it's something, it's brand new what I'm doing, but I already have a lot of people in my email list, and I'm getting responses from people that I've never even met that are coming to me with questions, and it's awesome.
Dude, I'm happy for you, man. I'm proud of you, man. That's
thank
incredible,
you.
Man. That's just amazing. So I gotta ask you. So if you had to go back, I mean, if you had to really not stop what you're doing, but really, I mean, if you looked back at the last, let's say, 26. So let's say you look at the last 5 years of your life. If you go back 5 years, is there anything that you would change?
Is there anything that I would change? That is a very good question. Right now, I would say no. There is nothing that I would change.
I think it's all part of the transformation, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so in the going back to middle school, I'll tell you this. So I had a speech impediment. I used to stutter, and that has me. It's interesting, but me being connected with the guys in GoBundance and with my mastermind group, that has given me a lot more confidence. And I was the guy that used to stutter and use that as an excuse. Like, I will talk to my teachers and I would ask them, I was like, hey, is it possible to not stand up in front of class and give the report? Give the presentation? Can I just write a 5-page report or just give it to you after school? I was the guy. Right. I was. Yeah. So it was just fax it. But yeah, so that I would say that is something that I would have changed. I probably would have gotten a few more opportunities or grow a little bit more in my teenage years if I just gone for it and not let that stuttering or that speech impediment stop me from either participating in class, because I knew all the answers. I just didn't want to raise my hand because I was afraid of other people making fun of me. And now I don't even care, right? Now it's like, now I have the confidence. I'm giving presentations. At One Life, I was a little bit scared of talking in front of 275 people because I've always was that person that there is no way I can give a presentation in front of five. So... Mm-hmm. So that will be the only thing that I would change. It just came up on me. So thank you for asking me that question, though.
Yeah, man. So as you were saying that, man, I got to thinking because you were so, I don't want to say consumed. That's kind of a bad word, but you were just really worried. You know what I mean? Like, you were self-conscious. You were, you know, kind of wondering, you know, what people think and say, mm-hmm. and, you know, all that. I found myself, you know, in my book, it talks about the self-defeating behaviors, and that's one of them is either comparing yourself to somebody else's journey or worrying about what other people think about what you're doing and basing your decisions off of them. So the problem that I had when I was in the military was I had the same thing, man. I was like, oh, am I good enough? Am I working hard enough? And do they consider me a skater? You know, do I skate out on a Friday after like only a couple hours of work or, you know, whatever? And my boss told me the most amazing piece of knowledge, and I've carried this with me since I was, since I was young, since I joined, right? Here's what he said. He said, the only people in life that you have to please are the people you love, the people who pay you, and the people who own you. So what he meant is the people who love you, that's who you need to impress. The people who pay you, That's who you need to impress. And the people who own you. So if you're religious, if you're not religious, if you, like in the military, like they own us. You know what I mean? So it depends on what your belief system is there, you know, as far as military or religion or whatever. But he's like, that's the three people, like, whoever your boss is, that's who you impress. Pays you, that's who you impress. Are other people paying your bills? No, then shut up and move on. I'm like, oh.
Exactly.
And then I started doing that, and my mindset completely changed. Oh, my gosh,
I really,
man,
like that.
100%.
I've never heard that before. That's awesome. That's a
yeah.
great way
so
to see
you
it.
Only, you only have to impress the people who love you, who pay you, or who own you. You know what I'm saying? So, and
mm-hmm.
that's it. 100%. And I carry that with me, bro. So so you said that you wouldn't change anything. And honestly, in my journey, man, I wouldn't change anything either. You know, my alcoholism and suicidal ideations and all of my stupid, crazy crap that I went through, like, it's part of the journey. I mean, it's part of the transformation, and you grow by every obstacle and every adversity that you overcome. But would
exactly.
you do anything different? Would you, I mean, not change, but, I mean, would you do anything different? Maybe put in an extra hour or maybe talk to a client a different way, because I feel like we still harbor some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, man, I really blew that call, man. Oh, 2 years
yeah.
ago, God, man, I blew that deal. You know what I mean? Like, is there anything mm-hmm. that you would do differently?
So this would have to be, again, going back to where going back to my middle school ages or even in high school, was that I didn't say yes. I let other people control me because I was afraid of what they would say. But now, in like, I've learned from that, and I've decided to change that to now I don't care. Right. So for example, quitting corporate America, I was talking with my mom about this a few months ago, but she felt that when I quit corporate America, it was sort of like a sting in her heart, because for them, that was what the American dream was all about. Mm-hmm. Even though my parents are entrepreneurs and they own a couple of restaurants, for them, the American dream is working for that Fortune 5 company and stuff like that. So, but now that they've realized that how much more of a bigger life I could get by not just focusing on working a regular job, like growing more and going to events, meeting the right people, that is what sets you apart.
Oh, man, I love that. Like, do you ever get the feeling like, dude, I'm destined for greatness. I'm not sure if I found that greatness yet. Like, I'm not there. But, oh, man, when I find it, people are going to know. Like, do you ever feel like
yeah.
I am destined? Oh, man, I feel that
every
way sometimes.
Day.
Like,
every day.
Am I doing something that is of value? Or am I, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's something that I have to be doing and I'm not mm-hmm. sure it's it, but man, when I find it, it's going to be amazing, right?
Exactly. And keep in mind that one of the things that through my struggles, through some of the issues that I went with, that I've been through, I'm sorry, a lot of it, I heard a quote from Hal Elrod in one of his podcasts, and he said, everything changes when you choose to be happy with the life that you have, as you build the life of your dreams.
Got to be content where you are now in order for it to be
yeah.
satisfied later.
Exactly. So be happy. Yeah. Exactly. Be happy with what you have now as you build the life of your dreams. Because you have to appreciate, you have to have gratitude with everything that you've been given right now. Because even here in America, like, there's so much abundance, right? And that's something that I see from that immigrant mentality, is that here in America, you can be whoever you want to be. You can create businesses. You can work for somebody else. You can, like, there's just so much. You just have to choose it and take actions towards that goal that you choose to make.
Absolutely, man. Take massive action. Like, we're talking about GoBundance and M1. Like,
right?
Like, you can see, because I never,
but,
literally, like I've never talked like this before until this past mm-hmm. year when I met you guys. And I started, mm-hmm. I mean, literally, my own transformation this year, I mean, I thought about it. I was like, dude, like, I never said, say yes and figure it out later. I was like, whoa, hold on, let me chart this thing, let me graph this out, you know, on a PowerPoint presentation, and let me do some research, you know, let me hold on a second, the opportunity passed, darn it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly. And one of the mentors of M1, his name is Rock Thomas, and one of the things that I learned from him, Rock is awesome. One of the things that I learned from him is you should always ask if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Just ask yourself, what's great about this? Right? So ask yourself, what is a different view that you can take a look at that situation, whether it's learning or something that you don't want to do again. But just ask yourself that and you can see that your life will change.
Oh, yeah, man. That's powerful. Oh, yeah, man. Rock is like the master motivator.
for sure. His energy,
is contagious.
Yeah. And when I go and talk to him, I leave with a smile on my face or just more energy.
Yeah, absolutely. So with no one's help, okay, zero, mm-hmm. like no one's help, what was the best resource that you found in all of your transformation?
With no one's help... What was the best resource?
Walked into a library and read The Richest Man in Babylon, or you're like, oh, I wonder what this is all about, and you just stumbled upon it. Like, what resource did you – nobody recommended it to you. You just found it, and it worked.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I would say – so the best resource that I found during my journey was the skill. I found out that I had that skill – of being resourceful. And I know it's like, what's the best resource you found? But absolutely. I've just been able, because of the situation that I was always in, I always managed to, for example, to get to what I want, right? Sure. So just like a quick example, I couldn't drive until the age of 23, right? So I'm 26 now, I couldn't drive. So, but in high school, my senior year and probably junior year, I had to stay after school to do sports because I still wanted to do sports. I still wanted to compete in organizations and stuff like that. I would stay after school every single day, not knowing how I was going to make it home, whether it was my parents picking me up or friends or whatever, but I always made it home, right? And that's just like, I just knew that no matter what happened, I would just figure out a way.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, the resource isn't necessarily, money is a resource, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, skills also a resource. Yeah, man, dude, I love that. That's awesome. Okay. Who gave you the best resource you used during your journey?
The best resource. It's funny. There's two things. One is a quote and the other one was a book. All right.
Okay,
so the quote came from my first mentor, Adam Carroll. He said, build a bigger life, not a bigger lifestyle. And
living in your means?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's all about building a bigger life because a lot of people just focus on their lifestyle. And I think that lifestyle just comes later, not right now. Not when you have your first corporate job and you buy the new car and then you live downtown. And then all of a sudden you're like stuck in a rat race. So it's all about building a bigger life, building opportunities so that you can take advantage of them later. So,
wow, man, that's huge.
Yeah. And that quote from Adam Carroll, that I have to say now, after talking about all this, that was a quote that transformed my life. Because after that, I saw life in a different way. And the best resource part two, the book that coincided with this, was the book Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Oh, and that was a book that my best friend Pascal Wagner, I don't know if you know him.
Do you know
Pascal? Okay.
I don't.
Pascal, he's also in M1, but he threw me, we were in college, and he threw me this book and he told me, dude, you have to read this. So he just threw it at me while I was on the sofa. I look at it, it's Rich Dad Poor Dad. I read it, and my mind is completely changed after that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So those were the two uh, those were the two resources that basically just changed my life.
Dude, I got them written down, man. So say the book again so everybody can hear it.
The book is Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And
dude,
he has a game called Cash Flow. He has a game called Cash Flow, and then he has a book. Yep. The second book is The Cash Flow Quadrant. But yep. What's funny is that that book doesn't tell you anything on what actions to take. It just presents to you a different mindset. And then later is when you read the other books, right? Like Think and Grow Rich and stuff like that.
Sure.
But that book just changes your mindset on how you want to live your life in the future. Do you just want to have active income where you're working for the rest of your life until you're 65 or longer? Or you want to either build a business or have residual or passive income that can later give you the freedom to have relationship freedom, money freedom, live to your purpose with service, and then there's one more freedom, but I forgot.
Yeah, but no. So what I like about the Kiyosaki book is that it's kind of his transformation too. Like almost like it's a little bit of storytelling, but
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Dude,
exactly.
Yeah, man.
And I feel like that is why it's also the best book to start with. And I recommend it too in one of my emails that I do with Free by 26. That book is easy to read because it's in a form of a story. So it's not just a nonfiction book that tells you, hey, go and do this and that. It shows you this is how I learned. This is how I saw with my real dad, and this is the way that I saw how the other dad dealt with life.
Yeah. Oh man, that's yeah. I think everybody's heard of like the book or the guy or whatever, but I think the amount that actually have read it is probably a lot less. I mean, everybody's heard of it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's a book that I recommend to a lot of people, even like to a lot of my friends. If they tell me, hey, how did you get started in real estate, or why are you always like in a good mood and with good energy? It's like, read this book. It will get you started.
Right. Like, because I have an awesome life because I've built my life and.
Right.
You know what I mean? What I find amazing is that there's so much. I mean, dude, come on, Google something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't like. I get that you want to have a mentor, like ask questions. Like, I love it. But man, come on, man, Google something. Google's a verb nowadays. Like, did you Google it? Did you go ahead and Google it? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that you can't be successful with today's knowledge. I mean, come on.
Oh no, I mean you can literally go on YouTube. Type
YouTube.
In Rich Dad Poor Dad, and that book will be there. It's 3 hours and 45 minutes long because I've heard it multiple times.
Road trip. Like on the way to a conference.
And I worked in corporate America, so I was in front of a computer for a while, and I just kept audiobooks going.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So as we wrap this up, I want you to give me just like a shameless plug. Like plug a friend, a quote, your websites or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever websites that you have, a great movie, just whatever, man. Like just shamelessly plug something. As long as it's legal.
So
it's got to be legal.
definitely reach out to me. It's my new brand. Then I've always wanted to. I knew that I wanted to share my story with other people, but I always wanted to do it when I was successful, and now I'm sharing it as I'm going through my journey. So Free by 26 is the reason why I call it Free by 26 is because I'm holding myself accountable that I need to be financially free before I turn 27, which it will be in August 9th, 2017.
August 9th. All right.
Yeah. So I'm creating this, number one, to hold me accountable, but number two, to share that mindset with others, that it is doable, because I've been on this personal development and financial freedom path for like 3 to 5 years. right? So that's gonna be that's my main website now, where I'm gonna be sharing my mindset. I'm gonna be sharing all the story of how I bought my properties and what I'm learning from mentors. And the other shameless plug, I would say, definitely check out GoBundance M1 and the One Life event, because the One Life event that's coming up in June, it's for the price. It is like a priceless event to go to, because you're gonna meet so many amazing people that will impact your life. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, so Tim Rode, who is one of the who's the head of the nonprofit, this is his baby, and I believe in it 100%. So definitely check it out. The first week in June, I believe it is.
The One Life Fully Lived conference will be June 3rd and 4th at Temple University. You can go ahead on the website. It's at One Life, so the number one, onelifefullylived.org. And you can look up on there and you can come to the transformation event. I mean, it's really what it is, man. It is a transformation event, bro. And then if you want to know more about M1, which is amazing, I'm in M1. I'm in M1 Unit 7. And if you want to know more about M1, it's rockthomasinternational.com/M1. And let's end this on a killer note, man. So what is the best nugget of knowledge that you could give somebody? Like if you were sitting in front of somebody and you had one shot, what would it be?
I would say don't compare your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 10.
Boom. Mic drop.
And the reason is there's just a lot of people that compare themselves to others, but there's really no, everybody's at a different stage in life, and you don't know what they've been through to get to their chapter 10. And at that point, when you're reading their chapter 10, you don't even know what's inside that person. You can only see what's outside.
Yep.
Unless you are their best friend or a close friend. In that sense, yes, sure. But not when it's somebody that's on TV or that you follow on social media.
Yeah, dude, that's killer, man. Don't compare your chapter one to somebody's chapter 10. So give a call to action. Should they buy your book? Should they buy products? Set a goal, plan something, write in a journal? Man, what's your call to action?
My call to action is, number one, of course, check out freeby26.com. And number two, get the book Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And then send me an email to diego@freeby26.com if you do want to talk more about it. Because that book, I can talk about that book all day.
diego@freeby26.com. Bro, this has been amazing. I love your energy and your passion, and you are inspiring. And, bro, you inspire me. So I cannot wait to reconnect with you at the conference and see what the future holds for you, my friend. Diego Corzo, everybody. And this has been amazing, amazing. Remember, when you are crushing life, you need to go grab somebody else that has fallen behind and bring them over. This is Transformation Radio. Remember to live your brand and be relentless in the pursuit of things that set your soul on fire. Stay on the line, brother, and we're going to end this episode. Bye, everybody.